My Life Today, September 17. Truth enlightens. Sanctifying power of the truth. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. In a knowledge of God, all true knowledge and real development have their source. Wherever we turn, in the physical, the mental, or the spiritual realm, in whatever we behold, apart from the blight of sin, this knowledge is revealed. Whatever line of investigation we pursue with a sincere purpose to arrive at truth, we are brought in touch with the unseen, mighty intelligence that is working in and through all. The mind of man is brought into communion with the mind of God, the finite with the infinite. The effect of such communion on body and mind and soul is beyond estimate. In this communion is found the highest education. It is God's own method of development. Acquaint now thyself with him, is his message to mankind. As he studies and meditates upon the themes into which the angels desire to look, he may have their companionship. He may dwell in this world in the atmosphere of heaven, imparting to earth's sorrowing and tempted ones thoughts of hope and longings for holiness, himself coming closer and still closer into fellowship with the unseen. Like him of old who walked with God, drawing near and near and threshold of the eternal world, until the portals shall open, and he shall enter there. He will find himself no stranger. The voices that will greet him are the voices of the holy ones, who, unseen, were on earth his companions, voices that here he learned to distinguish and to love. He who, through the word of God, has lived in fellowship with heaven, will find himself at home in heaven's companionship. Guided by the Spirit of truth, he will be led into all truth. He will be precious in the sight of heaven.